when asked about a variety of possible attributes or characteristics of God, U.S. Christians do a pretty good job of painting a portrait that reflects common Christian teachings about God. For instance, 93% of Christians believe God or another higher power in the universe loves all people, regardless of their faults. 87% say that God knows everything that happens in the world. 78% believe God has the power to direct or change everything that goes on in the world. In total, 3/4 of U.S. Christians believe that God possesses all three of these attributes, that he's loving, he's all-knowing, and he's all-powerful. Loving, omniscient, and omnipotent. However, the survey finds sizable differences in the way various Christian subgroups perceive God. For example, while 92% of historically black Protestants and 91% of those of the evangelical tradition say that they believe in God as described in the Bible, smaller majorities of mainline Protestants and Catholics say they have faith in the biblical God. 28% of Catholics and 26% of mainline Protestants say they believe in a higher power or a spiritual force, but not in God as described in the Bible. And remember now, Catholics largely consider themselves to be Christians. And you have smaller majorities of mainline Protestants, Christians, 28% and 26%, again, respectively, say that they do not believe in God as described in the Bible. Similarly, while about 9 in 10 adherents in the historically black Protestant tradition, 91%, and 87% of evangelicals believe that God is all-loving, all-knowing, and all-powerful, only 6 in 10 Catholics and mainline Protestants say that God possesses all three of these attributes. Evangelicals and those in the historically black Protestant tradition are also more likely than members of the other major U.S. Christian traditions to say that God has personally protected, rewarded, and, get this, punished them. That's significant because it is important for anyone who studies the Bible to accept all that God says about who he is. And there are a lot of people who identify themselves as Christians who believe that God will protect and reward them, but choose not to believe that God will also punish his people. He makes it clear in his written word that he does all three. He punishes, he protects, and rewards, but not all people who identify themselves as Christians embrace all three of those truths. Across all subgroups, Christians are far more likely to say God has protected and rewarded them than to say that God has punished them. Religious nuns, again, those who say they have no religious affiliation, religious nuns are divided in their views about God. About 7 in 10 believe in a higher power of some kind, including 17% who say they believe in God as described in the Bible, and 53% who believe in some other form of higher power or spiritual force. 27% say they don't believe in a higher power of any kind, but there are stark differences based on how exactly members of this group describe their religious identity. None of the survey respondents who describe themselves as atheists believe in God as described in the Bible. We had some of these religious groups had high percentages of people who believed in the God of the Bible. In some of those groups, we had low percentages of people who believed in the God of the Bible. Amongst atheists, none say that they believe in God as described in the Bible. About 1 in 5, however, do believe in some other kind of higher power or spiritual force, 18%, while 81% of self-described atheists say they don't believe in any kind of higher power, none whatsoever. Self-described agnostics look very different from atheists on this question. 3% say that they believe in God as described in the Bible. 62% say they believe in some other kind of spiritual force, while 3 in 10 say that there's no higher power in the universe. Respondents who describe their religion as nothing in particular are even more likely to express belief in a deity. 9 in 10 take this position, mirroring the U.S. public overall in this regard. While most people in this nothing in particular group believe in a spiritual force other than the biblical God, to the tune of 60%, 28% say they do believe in God as described in the Bible. How about when we break it down based on age? When we look at the various age groups, where do people fall when it comes to their belief in God in particular, their belief in the God of the Bible, their belief in God in general, and their belief of God in the God of the Bible in particular? Well, majorities in all adult age groups say they believe in God or some other higher power, ranging from 83% of those age 18 to 29 to 96% of those ages 50 to 64. But young adults are far less likely than their older counterparts to say they believe in God as described in the Bible. Whereas roughly 2/3 of adults ages 50 and older say they believe in the biblical God, just 49% of those in their 30s and 40s, and just 43% of adults under 30 say the same. 39% of adults ages 18 to 29 say they believe in another higher power. Let's take a look at this a little bit more. Next week, coming up, we have more discussion. I'm speaking with Carl Thornton Jr.